sir boy, somewhere over the rainbow.
Okay, maybe not the best vocals in the world, but they're certainly dancing on the floor of the 60th National Square Dance Convention in the Motor City this year. Joining us now is Erica Murphy, morning news producer and weekend anchor at the Takeaway affiliate station WDET in Detroit. Erica, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So some might say that the Motor City and square dancing aren't exactly the perfect fit, but you say that's absurd, right?
I say that's absurd, John.
So what was it like?
Well, it was a little surreal. There were many couples there from Japan, actually, dressed in square dance regalia, which, you know, you don't see every day. The crowd was kind of like they were in the twilight of their lives. They were like in their 70s, 80s, maybe even 60s.
But it's not as though these folks have given up on new trends or thinking that the idea of square dancing can't use a little tweaking. Here's one of the members of the convention who you actually spoke to. Listen.
Square dancing isn't always to country music. We play all kind of music. It doesn't matter what kind of music you like. We even do rap.
That's Louis Friedlander, one of the convention organizers. Louis says rap is a possible square dancing soundtrack?
Yeah, John. Lewis told me that anything that has a beat, they can dance to, and that includes rap. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to catch anyone, square dancing to rap, but
well,
I mean, just the visualization in my head is really something.
It's just part, finding the rap square dance is just a part of the community outreach mission of the Takeaway, wouldn't you say, Erica?
Yes, yes.
There we go. Tell me about this character here, a member of a black square dancing group called the Cross Trailers, from Detroit.
Hold on
1 second. Let's hear the voice here.
Before that, I had started the bowling, and I was bored with bowling. And when I got to the square dance, I dropped that bowling ball, and I have not looked back since.
Square dancing competes with bowling there in Detroit. Who's that?
Mamie Chambers. Miss Chambers was probably about in her 80s. She wouldn't tell me for sure what her age was, but she looked really great. And she said she had been square dancing for quite some time. She was invited to a square dance event by one of her girlfriends some years ago, and she said she was just taken immediately with the way the people looked in the atmosphere.
And she's been doing it for 32 years. Now, Jerry Story here is a little bit worried. Let's listen to him.
Square dancing has two strikes against it right off the bat. It's a commitment, and there's a learning curve. You have to go take lessons, and you have to commit on a weekly basis. If you miss a couple weeks, it's very hard to get back going.
Now, Jerry's a caller, and he's a little worried about the future, Erica. What did he have to say?
Well, he just wanted people to know that square dancing doesn't, you don't have to dress up in country western attire. It's a kind of come as you are thing, and they really are trying to modernize the dance.
And, you know, we don't want to put you on the spot here. Actually, we do.
Okay.
Erica, did you shed your journalistic detachment and actually get out on the floor?
I didn't do it, but I have square danced before. I actually learned it in school here in Detroit. It was something that they taught in schools here.
All right, Erica Murphy, morning news producer and weekend anchor at Takeaway affiliate station WDET in Detroit, Michigan, the site of the 60th National Square Dance Convention. Thanks so much, Erica.
Thanks, John.
Right on the grand, right on the left. Prominent.